Blog Talk Radio.
From Chicago, it's the show where everyone comes to chat. It's the 411 Lounge on Blog Talk Radio. And now, here's your host, LeVar Evans.
And what's going on, Blog Talk Radio Nation? You are tuned into another edition of the 411 Lounge. So happy to have you here on this Easter Sunday, 2024. Happy Easter to all of you who are listening coast to coast around the world. We're here on Blog Talk Radio and, of course, can be heard elsewhere where you can get all of your podcast needs, whether it is here or whether it is on Apple, or whether it is on iHeartRadio, or Spotify. There's so many other sites where you can hear us. So definitely, if you can't hear us here, you can hear us there. Tell a friend, and we thank you, as always, for listening. My guest tonight, who we are expecting shortly, I will tell you pretty much from a personal level, in the last probably year or so, as I go throughout the vast regions of the internet, and forgive me for being late to the party, but one of the people that I came across is our guest tonight. And I generally, and as I've said countless times on this program, I probably from afar have followed the adult industry, probably now going on about 24, 25 years. It doesn't make me a subject matter, but I will say that our guest tonight, if I were to use a few words, I would say she is beautiful, smart, funny, open, insightful, and I always say there's different ages. There's the age of Aquarius, but I think that we're thankful right now that we are in the age of Dan Dangler. And I do believe that we have her on the line tonight. Dan, are you there?
Yes, I should come here more often. I like all these compliments.
Well, I'm so happy that you have joined the program tonight. First of all, one of the things I will say, I have done this show for probably close to about 10 years, and probably longer now that I think about it. I will actually honestly say that in prepping for this show, it was kind of hard to prep because you are such a busy person. There is always things that are changing so often, and even up to the last minute, probably a couple of days ago, I was wondering if we would have more to add, and there is, because especially in the last week, and I want to start off by saying congratulations, because
you're
not going to say it, but Dan just won her, I think, first industry award, which was the favorite newcomer of the awards, and that's a fan-voted award, so I know your fans really worked hard. Congratulations on that.
Thank you. I couldn't believe it. I was like, okay, all right, I'll take it.
You went from doing that to, I think I saw today where you had to walk 7 dogs. Is that true?
So I think a lot of people thought I was walking all of them at one time. I take like 2 at a time.
Okay.
Yeah, I love rescuing animals. It's a big, I don't know, I have a problem. Like when people are sad, they get a new haircut or, you know, like a car or whatever or something, I rescue another dog, and then I end up with a whole pack of dogs. And so I did 2 at a time today and discovered that one of my dogs is not a walking dog at all. Like, I don't think I can ever take him for a walk again because he just jumps the whole time. Like, it's the weirdest thing. I've never seen anything like it.
When they do that, because I have a question about that, because when they do that, my nephew has a dog, a young pup, and if you ask me what type of dog it is, I'm very bad at it. But he likes to just jump. He doesn't like to run a little bit, but he loves jumping.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. And my dog will just keep doing that. And then, like, he's on leash, of course. So then he's, like, choking himself out. And I'm like, we ain't doing this. You're going to get your exercise in the backyard with the other dogs.
Well, that is a very admirable thing that you're doing, and we'll talk a little bit about that here throughout the show, because I know for folks out there who, you know, are always looking for rescue pets. I think we just had a National Rescue Pet Week, I think, a few weeks ago, but definitely it is probably the most amazing thing that one can do if they can do it. I think a few friends of mine have done that, so no, it's a I don't know where you find the time in between everything else you've done.
Well, I'm lucky. I have two roommates, but they also work for me, and they help me out so much with the dogs, and they're all pretty, like, I have a big backyard, so they're all pretty, you know, they're all pretty good throughout the day. They go out there and get their runs out, so. Yeah.
Fantastic.
I don't even consider it like, like a commendable thing I'm doing. It's more like it's for me. Like, I love having this many dogs, you know. It's great. Well, it's so much love and cuddles. It's great.
Well, it's a win-win. It's a self-pleasure type of thing for you.
Yeah,
because you get a chance to
exactly.
do that. But it's also admirable because not a lot of people will do that, and there's still, you know, sadly there are a lot of pets out there who need rescuing and forever homes. So
especially in the warm states.
You know, as I was saying with the award, congratulations. And I guess with the nominations and, you know, with the award, and I know that there will be many more that will come. Do you feel that it raises the bar even more for what you do? Or is it one of those things where it motivates you more to do particular things? Or is it just like, oh, well, that's cool. And then you just don't think about it after that.
Well, no, I definitely think about it, and it kind of hit me yesterday, like, favorite newcomer. Like, there's so many people on there that, I even posted, like, a thank you. I was, like, to even be, like, considered is cool. So, yeah, but honestly, one of my biggest things is I'm so critical of myself. So, I'm always, like, what do I have to do next? You know, I'm like, okay, this is great, but now what's next? Like, it's good and it's bad. So sometimes I just need to slow down and appreciate things a little bit more.
No, I get it. It's called being a perfectionist. It pretty much,
yeah.
I mean, it's in a good way, though, because you want to make sure that the job that you're doing, because your name's attached to the job. So you want to continue, you know, on that level of your name, because when people think Dan Dangler, they're pretty much like, hey, that's quality stuff that I want to follow, that I want to buy, that I want to see. So
I hope
you just don't want to phone it in, you know?
Yeah. So it's really cool.
Put down. I got it. So there's a lot of stuff we want to talk about tonight. And one of the things that I was about to say here at the beginning is, and one of the things, with apologies because I didn't get a chance to mention it, but, you know, the one thing about Dan when I started to follow her is that I was amazed by all of the platforms that you're on. I don't think there's a few people who do what you do, but not like this. I mean, because you started off like streaming with Twitch, right?
Yeah, I was actually like the closest thing to a pro gamer without being a pro gamer you could be. So on video games. And it was a lot of fun, and I was the first captain for the World Series of Warzone, like the first female captain, and just did a whole lot of, like, tomboy things, but really enjoyed still, like, you know, getting all dressed up and cutesy for the streams. I looked like I didn't fit in, you know what I mean? Like, I just was, you know, I looked like I'm trying to go to prom and while playing video games.
Now, I'm kind of a newbie in the last few months. And one of the things that I am trying to do, not only with this show, but with everything else, is with Twitch and with Discord, with everything else. And I've always asked my friends about, you know, the different things that happen with Twitch, because they go to TwitchCon and they go, you know, and do different things. And I saw recently where Twitch was changing the community guidelines on, was it the intimate body parts that's being shown. I was going to say, how do you feel about, you know, it? Is it better or worse than when you started streaming?
I wouldn't say better or worse. I'd just say different. Everything changes with time, right? So I actually like Twitch now. I think they're a little bit more accepting of, like, quote-unquote e-girls, you know, like girls who do all that, like, stuff, like showing their bodies on the internet. I think they're getting better with it. But, I mean, if you've been on there for long enough, you kind of know that they're always inconsistent with, like, bannings and stuff like that. So if you just try and follow the rules to a T and you don't push them, like, nothing's going to happen. But a lot of people, a lot of girls try to push the boundaries, which I understand, you know, gets you more viewers and stuff when you're pushing that boundary. But sometimes it's, like, too much, you know. Like, so they had to put a, ban on it. Like, girls were sitting on plastic chairs with, like, thong bikinis on, and then they had a camera pointed up at their buttholes, you know, like, for, you know, like, for the camera to see and stuff. And for an app that's on, like, the App Store, you know, the Apple App
right.
Store, they can't really be having those kind of things on
no.
there. So
no.
they took Apple. It away.
Apple's a family page.
Yeah.
So they were, pretty much
so they were like, okay, let's draw back a bit.
Yeah, pretty much they were poking the bear, pretty much to see what they can get away with.
Yeah, they always poke the bear. Not even Twitch. It's the e-girls. They always poke the bear. You know, it's whatever. You gotta do what you gotta do. No hate.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Yeah, it is also true. Yes, you can't. We can't have nice things because of it. It's a shame, but I get it. Everybody's just trying to make a living, you know.
Yes. And from Twitch, then it took you to OnlyFans, and I know that's where you started the content creator. That was probably, what, about, it's just been about a year ago, right? Or probably a little bit over a year ago?
I think, like, yeah, maybe like a year or two, like 2 years possibly, I think. Yeah, maybe about 2 years. But, like, professional industry stuff has been, like, only a year. Tough.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I wouldn't even go that far.
I've talked to so many people who have been in different, I guess, stages of being in the industry, but what's the great thing about being in the adult industry, and what are some of the bad?
I'd say definitely, like, if you're comfortable, like, doing what you do, you know, you have a good time, and you make a lot of money from it, you can, you know, depends on how much drive you have and all that stuff. Some bad stuff is, I don't know, it's like any other job. Like, there's people you have to compete against. Luckily, the industry is pretty supportive. People aren't really that, like, you know, competitive and stuff. But I just, it's been such a positive thing. It's, for me at least, yeah, I would just say maybe fake friends would probably be, like, the worst of it. But, you know, like, That's it so far. I don't know. It's hard to talk bad about it because I've had such a good time in it, you know?
That's a good thing. And I was going to say, what's the best advice that you've gotten on being in it? And what's some advice that you would give to someone who's just starting out?
Okay. I always say I don't like to give advice to people who are starting out. You know, unless it's, like, very specific advice, because I just want people to feel comfortable and make their own path and what they're doing. I don't want something that I say to ever affect how they go into something. Like, I don't want to say I enjoy doing pro shoots and then, you know, my friends go do that because I said that, you know, like, and I suggest, I don't, you know what I mean? It just gets kind of sketchy with that. But, yeah, what was the other question? Sorry, my dog's trying to scratch his way into my door.
No, that's good, because that was one of the worries tonight, because I'm actually babysitting my nephew's dog, and I was like, I have to go away. I was like, oh, crap, what if he starts barking?
I know, I hear little squeaky balls right now and stuff in the family room. I'm like, great.
No, I was gonna say, the secondary question was, what advice would you give to someone? Because I think the first part was the best advice that you got, and then the advice that you would give. And I know you said you wouldn't give any, but what's the best advice?
I wouldn't really
give.
The best advice I've ever got was from probably, can I say, like, coochie advice? Can I say that? Coochie advice?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like feminine care, stuff like that, you know, like, best advice, I guess, like, yeah, just how to take care of yourself better. And it's honestly been really motivating for me to, like, not drink and, you know, like, go for hikes all the time and stuff like that, you know. That's kind of some positives that's come out of it so far. And you know, just overall health and stuff.
Oh, that's actually interesting. I think that's probably one of the first times I've heard that. I mean, but it is a smart thing, though, because you see so often where people can fall into, like, bad habits and then it just, like, burns them out quicker. But, no, that's actually a pretty good advice. So.
Yeah, I don't really know anybody who, like, it's funny. People think that a lot of people in the public think that the industry has a lot of, like, drugs and just, like, bad things. And it's actually funny because, like the biggest, most professional girls in most cases don't even touch stuff. Like, for instance, like, Angela White, she doesn't even drink or anything. She just drinks water, like, because, you know, it's funny. Like, everybody's just trying to preserve themselves. And and also you have to sign forms, like, as you're going into, you know, scenes and say you're not intoxicated, you're not under the influence and all that. So it's honestly pretty corporate these days.
Right. No, I think that's, you know, so funny because I look online and I see a lot of people like, oh, at the gym, you know, got to get the workout in. And
yeah.
I think people's assumption of what, because like I said, doing this for 10 years and talking to a lot of people, you know, I would actually have to say that that I tell people every time, people in the adult industry are probably some of the most down-to-earth and regular people. And I know that would be disappointing to a lot of people because they have their assumptions. And I was like, I told people, so I'd love to be a fly on the wall, like, when you have conversations with, you know, other performers. And somebody once told me, is like, you'd be disappointed because we're probably talking about, you know, shopping or something else. You never know. Like,
yeah. It's a lot of smoke and mirrors. It's Hollywood, you know. It's all Hollywood. So.
Well, speaking of Hollywood or those who want to be Hollywood, I think one of the hot topics that I've seen over the last year or so is with content creators who quite aren't established yet. And I think what I've seen online from a lot of different people within the industry is kind of a, hey, if you've got like 5 followers and you're trying to like do a scene with me, you kind of have to work on some things first. And I guess, you know, in this age of, you know, with OnlyFans and the explosion of it all, you see a lot of, you know, people who are just starting out who are trying to, you know, break big or work with bigger names. I guess, what are your feelings on those new content creators and trying to work with established, you know, talent? Is it, you know, any advice for them or say, hey, you know, do this first before you kind of jump to this and it's not going to happen like that?
Yeah, it'll never happen like that. Like, who thinks they can? I mean, they'd be so ignorant. They'll never last in the business if they think that they can just sign up and, you know, be at the top of the top, you know. Like, a bunch of these men have worked for years to establish their name, and like, and that means like never having an allegation against you. You know what I mean? It's so often like you have to make women feel comfortable, and you know, like you want to start off with the people who are around the same size as you, or maybe a little bit bigger, and just keep working your way up. It's like anything, you know. You can't just walk into Walmart and be like, I'm the head of this place now. You know, like you have to start somewhere. Walmart's
now
a weird business thing to say, but whatever, you know what I mean.
Right.
So, yeah, it's like anything. You just got to work for it. And my biggest thing is for men, you should always be making women feel comfortable because I've even seen people get fake allegations against them and that stuff. Mm. Like, that stuff can be career ending and it's when it's not even true. So you have to be really careful.
Wow. You know, we talked about you being active on so many different pages. Is it hard to continue coming up with content, and how do you come up with your ideas?
Ooh, I'm a copycat. I literally use other people's content. I'm like, ooh, this is good. I'm going to apply it to my life and do it, like, my way. Or if it's, like, a lot of times, like, the TikToks and stuff like that, those are literally, it's a trend. Everybody's doing the same exact thing, right? So you find the people who are doing the, you know, who have the most amount of followers, and you try to copy the dance they're doing or whatever, you know, stuff like that. Or you see people interviewing, so I go out and I interview. You know, I just kind of, I try and do what's trending for the most part. And then right. I try and add in like a little bit of my personality to it, because I feel like I hope that's what sets me apart from other people. So I try to add my own personality to it.
It does, and I think that's why, you know, I was kind of trying to say at the top of the show is that, you know, one of the things that I saw was that, you know, normally for a good chunk of, I could say it, I know you're not going to say it, but for a good chunk of, people online, it's like they're like, oh, here I am, and that's it. There's no personality with it. But you put a lot of personality with it, and, you know, you want to watch and see what's next. You know, whether it's the, you know, you answering the questions and, you know, in your way, which is, you know, so funny because, you know, when you hear it, it's like, oh, you know, like it's funny, it's insightful, and you kind of remember it. So it's at the same time, yeah, no, it's, I like it. You know, like I said, copy from one, it's plagiarism. You copy from two, it's research. That's all.
Yeah, exactly. And like, you know, stuff my own too. A lot of times I'm making a vlog kind of thing. And then I send it to my editor and he just chops it up into little bits that I can post. And sometimes it's like, I'm like, well, nobody would be interested in this. This is like boring about my day. But then I'll post it and it'll go viral. And it's because like it's behind the scenes in the, you know, the adult industry, and people don't really have a view of that. You know what I mean? Like they don't really know what goes on behind the scenes. So like something that seems so small and like trivial to me could be like really interesting to other people. So I don't know. I just kind of post a lot and hope it hits.
Exactly. Which is why I love doing this show and interviewing people like yourself, because you find out a lot more than, you know, because, you know, we could sit here and we could probably talk, you know, shop for like a half hour. But I like the conversations where we're talking about, you know, your thoughts on particular things, because a lot of people don't get a chance to hear that, you know.
Yeah.
So
definitely.
This is why I love doing this. So, no. And that's going to lead to my next question, because that's one of the things that I love is that you are so open about your life online. It's refreshing. And I was going to say, do you feel
so bad?
That being, no, it's a good thing. It paints, and I'm trying to figure out the best way to say this, but it's a humanism to it where I think where, you know, a lot of times it's robotic where people could just like be that person that's, you know, you see on the screen. But
yeah,
to actually hear,
so many of my friends, sorry, keep going.
No, go ahead.
So many of my friends, like they're like that too. They just, you know, they're like, oh, they don't want to mention anything about like if they're sad. They don't want to mention, you know, about like current events, because they don't want, you know, some people to hate them, go this way, go that way. And I'm like, I just say whatever and hope that people like me. And then usually, because I've always said whatever, it's gotten me into like not trouble, but it's shown me different perspectives on like what other people think and stuff when I say something that I think is right, and then other people will say something. I don't know. I just feel like being open has like also helped me educate myself on the world, if that makes sense at all. I don't know if that makes sense.
No, it makes sense.
I don't know.
Just like, do you find that kind of being open, do you find that like really cathartic at that point where it's like, hey, you know what?
Oh, my God, yeah. I love it. It's like having a journal, but I just tell everybody in the world what's going on. Like my assistant today, I kind of like, I kind of got into it with him. I don't know how to say that in a lighter way, but in a lighter way, he was kind of like, you don't want to look at your questions for the show today? And I'm like, no, like, I got nothing to hide. Like, I say whatever, you know, and I like to have an organic conversation. And so I don't like to know, like, what's happening before. And he's like, well, what if there's something on there that you want to talk about? I'm like, well, I don't really have anything I don't want to talk about.
Well,
I'm like, I'll talk about anything, really.
Well, as I always tell every guest, and this is, well, now we're giving behind the scenes shop talk on this. I usually will send the questions over ahead of time because I don't know. And I try to tiptoe lightly.
Most people want to know, though.
Right. Some do. Mm-hmm. But the best ones are always the ones in which people are like, hey, you can ask me anything. Pretty much, let's roll. If I don't want to answer it, you don't have to answer it, and we keep on rolling. I'm not going to sit here and be like, where were you on a night on November 21st? And blah, 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 blah. Why weren't you? No, we're not going to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, no. And I don't even care if you did. I would just be like, I don't know. I don't know. I'd be honest with you. I got nothing to hide, like I say. I'm such an open book, so I have no secrets.
No, and that's why I said I love that about the fact that you're open because, you know, recently I saw some things that you were open about, you know, and I think you had thought that people might have felt a certain way for you mentioning it. And then at that point, you're like, hey, this is my page. If you don't like it, you don't have to be here, which I agree with, because if you feel open to talking about it, you know, that's it. But do you find at times that when you are open that you get some advice from followers who – you know, might be reaching out and be like, hey, why don't you do this? Or, you know, about this, this is what probably happened.
Oh, yeah. All the time. And it's great. Like, though, if I'm having a bad time, like, other people, like, for instance, like, me and my parents don't really get along, right? So then I'll post about that when I'm feeling down. And I'll have a follower or a fan message me and be like, hey, this happened. It's not the same exact situation, but it's similar. And I'm in this too and blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, it just makes you feel good, you know, like you're like, okay, I'm not alone. Somebody else is relating to this. And so it's just therapy for me, at least.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're not alone. There's so many people that go through what you go through. That's why I was like, I found that really open because it's something that, you know, for as many followers as you have, I'm sure if not half, then like a good chunk are going through something just like that and could like or have been through it.
I've actually had other adult performers message me and say, hey, you probably shouldn't be posting this publicly, blah blah blah. And I'm like, no, I'm gonna post everything publicly. If I'm feeling bad, and I'll post about it. And then if I'm embarrassed that I post it, I'll just delete it later. Whatever.
Yep.
If it comes back around, I'll ignore it. I'm just, you know, like it's really therapeutic for me. And shoving things down and hiding them from the public isn't helping anybody, you know.
No.
So.
And I think the reason why I'm such a proponent of that, I saw recently where there was someone, I'm trying to remember who it was, but they had posted something about being depressed, and I think someone had responded in regards to some help that they could seek out, and then they went to seek out that help. And on top of that, because a fan actually had responded back, you know, they were able to get the help that they needed. So, you know, that's why I was like, I see nothing wrong. Not only it doesn't have to be just you, but for anyone, if they feel like they need to vent, you know, social media and all of its faults does have some good things and good qualities at times. And there are some good people on there who are looking out for you. So, no, you never know what can happen from venting. So, no, that's why I always say it's a good thing.
Oh, yeah. I've gotten help myself from people. Like, I was, trying to slow down on, like, marijuana, which is legal by me, blah, blah, you know. So I was trying to slow down on it. And I had, like, some people messaging me who were, like, part of, like, you know, sobriety and all that sort of stuff and just, like, rooting for me and helping me out, like, you know, like, oh, that's awesome that you're doing that. I think that's great. You know, just little stuff like that that was just motivating. And yeah,
that's awesome.
So I agree.
That's awesome. Well, going on, because I don't want to keep you on that topic all night long.
Well, I'm good.
Do you have a wish list of people that you want to work with the within the industry? And I guess my second part to this question is, what would you like to do but haven't yet, and what will you never do?
Okay. Never? I'll never – okay, maybe I should slow down. What would I like to do? I would honestly, I kind of am into right now, like, theming my collabs. I've been into, like, not writing scripts, but kind of, like, imagining scripts and, you know, just getting more creative with that. Like, you know, I just made my, like, collab room into a 70s theme room. Ooh. So that'll be cool. So kind of just doing stuff that I want to do and doing it for me, but also pleasing fans. And then something I would never do, I'm never touching men's booty holes. Never. Never. You will not catch me. I am so old-fashioned. If anybody else wants to touch a booty hole, that's fine. But I'm just really old-fashioned. I like a man that doesn't like his butthole touched, and I don't like touching buttholes. So it's perfect, you know. That's just for me.
Is there any – you have a wish list of somebody that you'd like to work with but haven't yet?
Yeah, probably just all the legends, you know, any legend that I haven't worked with yet. But it's hard to say because usually I'll be like, oh, I want to work with this person, then I find out they're not collabing anymore. So I'll just say all the legends.
I think if you asked, I think that they probably would. They would be an idiot if they didn't. But I think if you asked, they would.
Some are, like, not in the industry anymore, you know. Like, Abella Danger, for instance. I'd love to collab with her, but I don't believe she collabs anymore. You know, stuff like that.
Hey, this show has had a weird way of making things happen or things kind of, like, coming through shortly after you leave. So,
if it worked, it would be awesome.
And you can say it started here. You got to put it out there in the universe. So we're actually going to say it. So, Abella Danger, if you are listening, hey, give Dan Dangler a call. And if it happens, you can be like, doggone it. You know, it was because I was, you know, with LeVar on the 411 Lounge, and, you know, that was the luck. So there you go.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, today is Easter, and first of all, thank you for joining us on a holiday. I'm appreciative of it. Do you have a favorite Easter candy?
Oh, God, anything chocolate, right? I'm just such a sweet tooth, anything. Like, just don't put mint in my chocolate, though. I hate that.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't like thin mints. It's the only thing that I don't even brush my teeth is mint toothpaste. But I love any chocolate, any sweets, and anything like that, yeah.
I've never had a Shamrock Shake only because of that reason.
Yeah. Why ruin it?
Nope. No, thank you.
Yeah, it's weird to drink mint. I just, I don't know.
Yeah. And if you want to tell the fine folks out there about any upcoming projects that you have coming up, what should fans be on the lookout for?
Ooh, I have a really cool scene that I'm releasing on my my OnlyFans and whatnot. It's with me, Isaiah Maxwell, and then Vanna Bardot. Isaiah took home, you know, the Male Performer of the Year at AVN, and then Vanna took home, like, everybody else's trophies. So I have a collab with both of them, and I'm super excited about that. So,
and also, I'm going to help you out here because you, and this is where I talk about how innovative you are, and I probably forgot to use that word too. I know that you joined the AI chatting platform, was it Clona.ai, right? And your fans can now communicate with you pretty much 24/7, even when you're not there. And I know currently Clona offers audio and text chat. Soon they're going to be doing AI-generated photos and video. And I don't think I've heard of anybody really, because AI is still so brand new to me. I've never really have heard of anyone yet that's doing what you're doing with this. And so this is kind of like uncharted waters, I think, for this. But I'm kind of excited to see what happens with this. And, you know, pretty much fans can go and get you there. So
They can get anything they want there in a couple months, basically. I mean, it's not me, but it's as close to me as possible.
It's close. Well, we will be happy to whatever we could get of you. Now, one of the things that this show that we started a while ago was rapid fire questioning, which I always love this section of the program. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's go.
All right. So what's the best way to start the day?
Weed.
I love it.
I probably couldn't say that. Oh, what the hike and drinking lots of water. Yay. Okay, next.
Outside of streaming or adult entertainment, what job would you like to do?
Oh, the only reason I'm actually in adult entertainment is because I'm trying to make enough money to open up my own animal rescue. So then once I have enough, I'm out. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Consider staying even after you get the...
Maybe, but I'm going to be in, like, Tennessee or something like that, so it's going to be a little harder.
Gotcha. Well. The entertainment is a global thing, so hey. You can only... See, this is where my... this next question, this is where my gaming expertise is bad, but you can only be... or you can only play one game on Twitch for a year. What would it be?
A year. That's rough. I guess Warzone. Oh, that would be horrible, though. I need to play more or something. I need variety.
If you could change places with anyone for a day, who would it be?
Okay. I'm going to, like, say, okay, this, you could ask me tomorrow and it'll be different. But today, I'm saying, like, Steve Irwin's wife, because I want to play with some, like, hippos and animals or something right now. That's the kind of vibe I'm in. You know, like, just so I could be there, I guess.
Daughter Bendy, I think she's still very active with the zoo. And I think his son is as well.
Oh, yeah. But I didn't want to say I want to be his son, you know.
Yeah, I know. I understand. One question you're repeatedly asked all the time and wish you weren't.
What's the reasoning behind your name? I hate that question. Oh my God.
Which is why I didn't even ask it today.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. It's usually how every interview starts. I'm like, ugh.
Nope. Well, I mean, here's the thing. If people actually do their research and they actually read the interviews, they would actually see the reason why. Which is why.
Yeah, and then half the interviews. Half of them, I'm like, when they ask that, I go, oh, okay.
Aren't you glad?
I'm so animated. Yes.
Well, here's the question I love asking. You could do a scene with someone outside the adult industry. Who would it be?
Okay, I already have it. It's Orlando Bloom, but not Orlando Bloom. Or, I mean, not Orlando Bloom, sorry. It's Johnny Depp, but not Johnny Depp. Like, Pirates of the Caribbean, Jack Sparrow.
Huh?
Yeah. Jack Sparrow, not Johnny Depp.
Going to touch his booty hole.
No, and he won't want, I don't think he'd want that.
No.
Jack Sparrow's probably old-fashioned, too.
Yes.
I don't know.
you're from Detroit. What's the most overrated thing and underrated thing about being from there?
I don't really think there's anything overrated. Like, nobody really says anything good about it. I don't know. maybe not overrated, but, like, the most underrated thing about Detroit / Michigan in general is, like, you have the stereotypical seasons. So, like, you have, you know, like, fall, spring, winter, all of it, you know, summer, everything. Like, the leaves change, and, you know, you get snow in the winter. It's hot in the summer. It's, you know, May showers do bring, or whatever, showers bring flowers, you know, all that thing.
I will tell you, I have family in Detroit. I've been to Detroit, especially in the last couple of years, because I am a big, huge fan of the Henry Ford Museum. I could spend all day there.
That's cool. Yeah, I like the Henry Ford Museum. There's the DIA, the Detroit Institute of Arts, which is pretty cool. But, yeah, nothing really overrated that, you know, I can really think of.
Yes. Nothing overrated. No, I actually... I thought you might say, like, the Coney Dogs or, like, the Square Pizza or something
else.
Oh,
no, no, no. Pizza is great. So good. I miss Detroit pizza. But, yeah, Coney Dogs aren't good. But, I mean, you have to know what you're getting into. Like, you're eating, like, a hot dog, you know? It's just
pretty
a
much.
Hot dog.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
In your downtime, we can find you doing what?
Ooh, playing with my dogs. I don't really have downtime. Whenever I have downtime, I just sit on my computer and I work on, like, little things I have to do. But, yeah, probably just playing with my dogs. Or I actually been hiking a little bit lately, so
okay.
That's been fun.
The best part about sex is what?
Probably all of it, I guess. The best part, but yeah, like, I would say what everybody else would say, you know, the finale would be the best part, but it's just not, like, finale to everything, always the best part.
Well, speaking of finales, the last question in rapid fire here is, what's the best way to end the day?
Makeup off. Sports, I like to do sports bra on, you know, like tight on the boobs, hold those ladies up, and clean, you know, just clean face, sitting down at the computer and relaxing, watching a show and, you know, just working on stuff that just needs to get done.
You have a favorite show you like watching?
Let's see. I don't know. I really like anything like scary or, I watched Love on the Spectrum lately. That one was really good.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Okay. So if we catch you watching TV or watching online, that's what you're watching right now, which is pretty awesome. Okay.
Yeah, right. I love that one.
Guess what? You survived the rapid fire, and you survived the line of questioning here tonight. Dan Dangler, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show, and I want to make sure that before we let you go, we tell all the good folks out there where we can find you, not just on X, or I still call it Twitter. It's Twitter.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
Nobody calls it X.
Yeah.
But especially...
Can I just say something about that real quick? I'm a little bit mad that when I search Twitter in my phone, it doesn't show up anymore. That's all I'm saying. They should have kept that.
Oh, it doesn't. I haven't even looked.
Yeah. You can only search X, and then it'll pop up. But anyway, sorry. They can find me at dandangler.com. Dandangler.com. Everything is there. Links to everything.
Links to everything, and if you have a chance, definitely follow her on X, not Twitter.
Yeah.
And go to her OnlyFans, especially Instagram as well. Very entertaining. You will not be disappointed. congratulations once again on the award. Like I said, I like to think I am a pretty good predictor of things that happen, and I know that that's the first of many, and I know that you will have a very good 2024, and I can't thank you enough for taking the time out, and I hope I really hope that you had a good time here tonight, and I hope that you'll be back again this way soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, see? And I didn't even ask you the meaning of your name, so that already is a plus here tonight.
Yes.
Well, like we said, go out, follow Dan where she is at. Support her, and for all, as I always say in closing, for all of you people out there, you buy, you do not illegally stream. That just makes you a jerk. But definitely buy and support. And yes, definitely, Dan, we hope that you're back this way again. You can catch this show not only here on Blog Talk Radio, but you can catch it on all the other places where you can catch podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, and even Apple. Apple still has us.
Yay.
And all right, Dan. Well, back to the dogs. And best of luck with you here, and we can't wait to talk to you again.
Aw, thanks so much, and have a good day.
You too. Happy Easter. Well, that will do it for the show tonight for the 411 Lounge. I am LeVar Evans. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in tonight. And until next we meet, as we always say in closing, take care of yourselves and each other. And thanks so much for listening. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to the 411 Lounge. You can get all the latest show news on Twitter at News Comment BTR. And you can add us as a podcast on Apple.